I see us looking very, very highly dignified and highly honorable. It's like everybody is a very important person. Have you seen the people on the camera just now? Would you like to stand up on your feet very quickly, walk to seven people and tell them, Your Excellency, you are welcome to service this morning. The Bible said, you are an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. Tell him, Your Excellency, you will not leave here the same way you have come. You won't leave here the same way you have come. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. You are blessed, Your Excellencies, in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I am blessed for the top. Say it louder again. Say, I am blessed for the top. That is your portion in Jesus' name. Subject this morning, welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of May. And blessed for the top is our subject this morning for the Blessing Sunday of May. Text, by way of objective, first is understanding the blessing way to the top. Understanding the blessing way to the top. Number two, understanding what to do to access the blessing. Understanding the blessing way to the top. And number two, understanding what to do to access the blessing. One of the most important things and one of the greatest and best things that can be given to anybody is the blessing. At creation, like we said in the book of the blessing, God did not give Adam physical money. He didn't give them physical property. And God blessed them. Genesis 1:28. Because he knew that with the blessing they could achieve anything in life. Anything. But this morning it's important to note that the ultimate objective of the blessing is the transportation of the blessed to the topmost places of life. The ultimate objective of the blessed is the transportation of the blessed. Ultimate objective of the blessing is the transportation of the blessed to the topmost places of life. Not just financial, topmost places, spiritually, topmost places in every realm. That means it is impossible to be blessed and be grounded. It is impossible to be blessed and be stranded. I'm going to look through scripture and see the catapulting power of the blessing. We read already Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. It started with the blessing. It ended with the dominion. Have dominion. In Judges chapter 5. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 4. Chapter 7, verse 14a. He said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Thou shalt be blessed above. So the blessing takes people above. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. You are not permitted to be blessed and remain below. Thou shalt be blessed above. We saw that in the life of in Judges 5 and in verse 24 concerning a woman. He said, blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be blessed above. To be blessed is to be shifted above. It doesn't matter what family you have come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. Blessed is above. I speak to someone here today by prophetic declaration. Whatever has tied your life down in this blessing service today, that yoke is broken. Whether you are held down by sickness or held down by affliction or held down by any form of enemy challenge, I declare the yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. You look at scriptures and let's look at three examples of people who were blessed and the blessing shifted them above. Example number one, Abraham. Actually, it's almost impossible to talk about the blessing without talking about Abraham. Because to me, Abraham is the father of the blessing. Genesis chapter 12, we saw how God called Abraham in verse 2. And he said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and thy name, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. This was a man who was in his father's house, achieving nothing with his life. The blessing came, and that blessing shifted him. In Genesis 13 and in verse 2, we saw the shift of Abraham, where the Bible said, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, and in silver, and in gold. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 17, we see Abraham interacting with kings. The blessing took him to a point where the Bible said, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him. Not Abraham went to meet the king. The king of Sodom went out to meet Abraham after his return from the slaughter of Kedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him. There are people seated here today. By the time this service is over, kings shall look for you. They are the ones that will be coming to meet you. If you believe that, you shout the loudest, amen. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedorlaomer. That was Abraham. In Genesis 24 and verse 1, we saw how the blessing further took Abraham up. Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Everything about Abraham was working. Marriage working, finances working, spirituality working, because the Lord had blessed Abraham. In verse 35, we saw again the blessing of Abraham. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he's become great, and has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. In Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 14, we saw Abraham, a person owning a private army, functioning like a nation. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants that were born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. It is the blessing that has the capacity to turn a person into a nation. Abraham functioning like a nation at the frequency of the blessing. Anybody excited with the blessing here, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, I receive the blessing. I receive the blessing. I receive the blessing. I receive it now. Oh, beloved, one of the greatest secrets of the Jews is the secret of the blessing. They bless their children. It is a routine. They bless their wives. They bless their family. And if you can embark, if you can make that your secret. When my children were much younger, I mean up till today, the blessing continues to flow on them continuously. But I'll go in the night, lay hands on them, they are asleep. Lay hands on them, speak blessing upon their lives. This year when with Daddy Gio, my wife and I, and he said the blessing of his mother. The blessing of his mother. As he grew, the mother said, when you call one person, 1,000 will answer. He said, as a little child, he didn't know the meaning of that. You will say, one person come, 1,000 will arrive. He said, but as he grew, he saw how 1,000 will arrive. In Lekki 99, they were looking for 4 million people. It ended up with about 7 million people. That is 25 years ago. It was recorded by CNN. 25 years ago. The blessing. That is why one of the worst things you can do for your children is to be cursing them. There are some people, I don't know if it is devil that possess them. Your own fruit of your womb. They pass by you, you curse them every day. I know a man who cursed all his children to uselessness. He entertained himself with curses. See, this one. Is he a prostitute? You are. See how this one is. See how this one is walking like lizard. All of them. He just cursed them all to uselessness. As we realize that as a church, that was the origin of the Blessing Sunday. That most people didn't have a father who blessed them. Others have father, the only thing they receive for their father was curses. And the Bible said the duty of the priest is to bless the people. On this wise shall the priest bless the people. So what your father couldn't give you, receive it from your spiritual father. And the spiritual is senior to the physical. Do you understand? Moses cursed Reuben. No, Jacob cursed Reuben. But Moses came later on and said, let Reuben live. That is the origin of this. I stand there by the mantle of God and I announce, the blessing your father did not give you, receive it now. It is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well with your children. Every curse your father placed on you or your mother or any authority figure in your life growing up, I stand here by the mantle of authority. I declare the curses are reversed. You are saying amen. Shout the loudest amen. In life you shall do well. I was not delayed in life. I was not delayed on my academic journey. I was already married at age 26. My wife was already a doctor at age 22, going to 23. We didn't see delay. You will not be delayed. Anything that has detained your life, that has detained your destiny, that detention is over forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Every Everyone who see you will acknowledge that you are a seed that has been blessed. They will acknowledge that something is working on your life and something is working for you. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. I tell you, this thing works. It works like fire. It works like fire. Did I tell you that there is somebody who is a member of this commission? If you give him a job of 900 million, he won't touch it. He said, no. Look for another person and give him. But this, I mean, not every. I am beyond this level. I am beyond this level. I cannot. You said, you know, there are many people looking for a job. Please find somebody and give him this one. It's a level. And if the level changed by the blessing. He said he sat in Wednesday midweek service and said, Lord, how do I shift from millions to billions? And I announced to somebody today, your shifting is happening right now. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Your shifting is happening right now. Shout the loudest amen. That was Abraham. I'm going to rush quickly. I felt like pulling that in the middle. That was Abraham. Our second example is the example of Jacob. A man that the blessing catapulted and shifted to the top. In Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 43. Bible said, and the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle. And made servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. By the blessing, he galloped to the realm of increase. Genesis 32, verse 24 to verse 28. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Except thou bless me. That's the key. I need a blessing. And when he blessed him, he said, what is his name? Thy name. And he said, Jacob. Verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. But here's the point. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men and hast prevailed. It is the blessing that makes principalities among men. The blessing turned Jacob into a prince. The blessing turned Jacob into royalty. The blessing turned Jacob into a human principality. Bless me, and he said, that blessing means you are a prince and you have power with God, you have power with man, and you have prevailed. You know, there are men that are almost like principalities. As at 19 in the 80s, when Oral Roberts was alive, if you write a letter and you say, Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You don't need PO Box. You don't need zip code. Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The letter went straight to him. Because there is one Oral Roberts in the world. One Oral Roberts in America. One Oral Roberts in Tulsa. It's as if they will write a letter now to youth in Abuja here. And didn't write any post office box or anything. You understand the challenge that you understand the challenge that could pose. But it is changing after now.
When I meant,
when I say human principality, that was the kind of people I was referring to. People that are human stature. They just move like human towers. Towering figures. That is what the blessing of God can turn a person into. That is what I am here to announce to you. That in the name that is above every name, that blessing is turning somebody into a principality today. You are that one. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. That was Jacob. And finally, Job. In Job chapter 1, we saw the case of Job, and the Bible said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God, eschewed evil. They were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Summary is, this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. What made him the greatest? All the people from Abia State, from Ebonyi State, from Anambra State, from Enugu State, this man was the greatest of all the people from the East. Hallelujah! And if we are talking about Far East, China, Indonesia, all those eastern places, this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. There is somebody here, in a short while, if Jesus tarries, in the region where you have come from, you won't see anybody in front of you or ahead of you. In the territory where you have come from, you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Every witchcraft altar of your father's house, of your community, of your lineage that is trying to tie your life down and your destiny down, I declare the altars are collapsed now. You cannot be connected to giants and take dwarf steps. People, you are connected to a tribe of giants. You are connected to a lineage of giants. See, Abraham is not dwarf. Jacob was not dwarf. Joseph was not dwarf. Kenneth Hagin was not dwarf. Pastor Adeboye is not dwarf. Pablo Yedeko is not dwarf. Yours sincerely, yes, not dwarf. That is not trying to say anything. Not accepting reality is not humility. Went somewhere for something the other day. Dedicate something somewhere. The people that were there almost ran crazy. Are you the one we are seeing like this? Almost ran crazy. Talking of people in. I announce to you today, your season of drying up by the riverside is over. Hey! I say your season of drying up, dryness by the riverside is over. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them, I am by the riverside. I cannot dry up. I am by the riverside. I cannot dry up. Walk to 7 people. Tell them, I am planted by the riverside. I must flourish. I am planted by the riverside. Planted by the riverside, I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside, I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside, I'm watered by the Lord. I am planted by the Lord. Do you know this song? Just say. Anybody know this song? I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside. I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside. I'm watered by the Lord. I am planted by the Lord.
Of the Lord. Can somebody feel fire here this morning? Hey.
That was Abraham and that was Job. In Job, Job was lifted by the blessing to the point where in Job chapter 29, verse 21 to verse 23, Job 29, 21 to 23, unto me he said, men gave ear. I am blessed to the point where I command the audience of my generation. Unto me, men gave ear and waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words, they have nothing to say. When I have spoken, no more comment. And my speech dropped upon them like bomb as the rain. And they waited for me as for the rain. And they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Look at verse 25. See the authority that Job went. He said, I chose out their way. I sat chief and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforted the mourners. That is where they bless. You become a territorial commander. Effortless territory commander. Is there somebody who is stepping into that realm? You see, chief. Oh, ya bagadaga lagadaga yata satatatatata. Ekatasataka. By the blessing of God, you command the audience. You command the audience of your generation. You have the ears of your world by the blessing of God. What we call the blessing. It's not small, oh. No, be small something, oh. When you tell somebody you are blessed, say no, say more to me. You don't understand. And you don't want to understand. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to understand. The next time you hear you are blessed, you let your amen hit the roof. Because that blessing carries what you don't understand. You are blessed. The work of your hands are blessed. Your children are blessed. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. That was Job. Very, very quickly as we begin to think of rounding off. How does the blessing take people up? How does the blessing take people up? Number one, the blessing activates kingdom dominion. The blessing of God activates kingdom dominion. Kingdom dominion. Kingdom dominion. Kingdom dominion. Dominion. Kingdom. Dominion. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The blessing activates kingdom dominion. You see, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, 1 to 3, concerning Noah and his children, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the earth, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. Somebody say aloud, amen. What is kingdom dominion? Capacity to stand out and take charge. Capacity to take charge and stand out. It is dominion when you have the capacity to stand out. Capacity. capacity to take charge wherever you are found. It activates kingdom dominion. And it is no respecter of color. It's no respecter of gender. Whether you are male or you are female, it doesn't respect it. It is like the engine of a speedboat. I'll talk about that later. Doesn't matter the color of the speedboat. Doesn't matter whether the speedboat is on in Newcastle River or River Thames or it is in the river in Bielsa. Just apply the engine. The same result. You are not where you are because of where you came from. It may be because something is lacking inside. And that thing is entering you now. Somebody inflated a balloon, red balloon, with helium gas, and it went up. Yellow balloon went up. White balloon went up. A little boy said, around there, said, this black balloon, will it go up too? Say, wait and see. So they put the helium gas, and it went up. Then the boy realized that what is taking it up is not their color, it's their content. Like Americans used to say, I'm preaching myself happy here this morning. It is not. What is taking them up is not their color. It is their content. It is that content that is stepping into somebody here today. Shout the loudest. Amen. That blessing is like the helium gas. Once he steps into whatever color you are, whatever gender you are, whatever tribe you are, you're already up. From our side of where we are, we came from. Nobody ever neared where we are. You know, near for how? Like they say, who dash monkey banana? Nobody. But something stepped in. And that thing catapulted, catafired you. It's not speaking to anybody at all. Listen to this. Your hanging around here has implicated you for good. Hey! Look at somebody say, I have been righteously implicated by my connection. I stood on the line in London with my wife at the back of the line trying to board aircraft, I think to Germany or somewhere. My wife, myself and my wife may be the only black people on that line. And the person boarding people from the front there looked across the line to the back and said, good man. Good man. I have never met him in life. Good man, please come on board. Walked us across everybody in front of us. There was nothing written on our face. We didn't show any ticket or anything. He just saw across the line, across color lines. Hey! That is, it is not just Abuja Airport where they say somebody know you. Or Makurdi or Lagos or something where they say they know you. Where you knew nobody, nobody knew you. He jumped you across the queue to the wonder of others. Not because of color, but because of content. It's dominion. You just take charge effortlessly. You just stand out effortlessly. And I announce today that shall be your portion. I think it was in England where a man met me. You say, I am ambassador of so-and-so person. You are the ambassador of which country, please? I don't know what, why it came to, please, you are the ambassador of which country, please?
I look at him, I look at myself.
I can't remember the answer I gave him. Because it was very, also at the airport, at the VIP. Say, I am an ambassador, so you are the ambassador from where, please? He says, what is a dunamis? Dunamitic ambassador. Hey! Walk to seven people, tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, just get ready. It shall be seen on you clearly. It shall be shown on you clearly. It shall be evidence on you clearly. Get ready! Give the Lord a praise. And even in Oju, in Benue State, in Ibejuleke, in Makodi, and in Ijaye, in Lagos, something is coming upon you where you are. And from the back where you are, God will catapult you to the front where you are meant to be. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. I am in a convention mood right now. Hallelujah. The blessing activates kingdom dominion. Number two, the blessing facilitates irresistible progress. Progress that can't be resisted. It facilitates irresistible motion. That was the speedboat thing I was talking about. The engine of the speedboat can be called a blessingometer. That's the difference between the speedboat and the canoe. You are doing with energy like this. Before you reach the other shore, the speedboat has gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It has gone many, 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 many times. First time I boarded a speedboat was from Ida to Agenebode. I went to visit my brother who was a military officer at the Agenebode barracks then. First time on top of the water. So, wow, is that how this thing is? Although at times the engine can fail on top of the water, but your own engine will never fail. 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 Your own engine will never stop. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Just moved you with speed. And before you can say praise the Lord, you have landed on the other side. That was what happened to Isaac. Genesis 26 and in verse 13. Irresistible motion. And the man was great and went forward. In verse 12, God had blessed him. And by the blessing of the Lord, no devil could stop him. The man was great and went forward. Ola, 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 ola. Went forward. Went forward. The famine notwithstanding. The demons of the land of the Philistines notwithstanding. You can go forward. The witchcraft of your father's house notwithstanding. Local territorial powers notwithstanding. You can go forward. The ancestral and generational curses of your family notwithstanding. If the blessing is upon you. Somebody say, I am going forward. Speedily by fire. Elijah sang a song like that. Say, I am going forward speedily by fire. Abraham's father wanted to take a journey. He came to the roadside and stopped and died. I think that was Genesis 11:26 or thereabout. He left the land of the all the Chaldees. And he came into Haran. He remained there. He died. But when the blessing came upon Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 5, he couldn't stop until he reached. And Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and all the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. You will never stop your journey halfway. I wish somebody can say a louder amen to that. You will never stop your life's journey halfway. You will never stop your destiny's journey halfway. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. You won't start an academic journey and stop halfway. You won't start a marital journey and scatter halfway. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. On our 30th wedding anniversary, I called Papa Yerebo. I said, today is your daughter's 30th wedding anniversary. You didn't hear well. So he said, really? Call her, let me pray for her. So she said, sir, I don't know if you heard what he said. He said, today is our 30th wedding anniversary. He said, 30? You people are not young people. I was wondering what he had. Maybe he thought I said your daughter is 30 years old. That is you say 30? You have been long on this journey. He said when he celebrated 50, he was boasting about his 50 until he saw somebody who is celebrating 70 years of marriage. I'm saying this because somebody sent me a message. He said, please pray for me for marital longevity. That for somebody is longevity. Because of marriage failing under 1 year, 2 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You will not start a journey and not finish till the end. That is the whole reason why I'm saying this. Every journey God has put you on, I announce today, you will continue the journey till the end. Say a louder amen. Lift your hands and say, I cannot stop my journey. Halfway, I must hit the finish line. Check yourself. That is the power of the blessing. Those who talk blessing and talk supernatural supply and talk faith and all of that, you watch that lineage. Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Papa Yedekwa. Yeah. You will never hear anything called marital crisis. You will never hear anything called his marrying another wife. No, you can't hear it. The blessing grants longevity of life's journey. You are able to start the journey and continue the journey and finish the journey. That shall be your portion. Irresistible progress. You are moving. Nothing can stop you. It's like a bulldozer that Kekena Pep through tricycle wants to stop. Finally, for this service, the blessing facilitate open doors of favor and opportunity. These are reasons how the blessing takes people up. It activates kingdom dominion. It facilitates irresistible progress. And then causes doors to open of favor and opportunities. When all this combined together, you can't be grounded. You can't be in the pit. You can't be on the floor. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and verse 21. You see the life of Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3. Look at verse 3 again. And the master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Keep going. Verse 4. And he found grace, that is favor, and served his master. If you look at verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. The blessing of God gives you favor. And that favor puts you in charge. That was what put Joseph in charge in the prison. Having said all of this, because of time, what is the way to the blessing? The blessing that will take you up, what is the way? Number one, proven walk with God. Proven walk with God. When your walk with God is proven, when your walk with God is confirmed, Abraham had a working relationship with God. Genesis 17:1. And the Lord told Abraham, walk. When Abraham was 90 years old and nine, and the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Genesis 19:21. And we see Abraham's story. And he said unto 19:27. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. Abraham had a walking relationship with God. God will not bless the distracted. He will not bless the one who has other priorities apart from himself. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He will not bless the one who is distracted with other things. He blesses those. The one that I told you about, who says if he has a job of 900 million, he will not do. He got a job of, is it 3 billion or something? Or 4 billion. And somebody said to him, just do 1 billion worth of the job and then bring returns. Did you hear that? Just do this tiny measure of the job and then bring the balance. He told the person, he said, you don't know who you are talking to. He said, I am not where I am because of doing that kind of thing. So do you know who you are talking to? What is 2-3 billion? That I should do just this tiny amount and then... No. That guy will not go out in the morning on Monday. Maybe before 12 noon or 10 or something. He said, I have to settle the week before God. There is a secret to the elephant size. Every time you see glories, there are stories. This guy goes out on evangelism every Saturday. One and one evangelism tract. The person I'm talking about. Physical rum, roadside markets, preaching to Indian hemp smokers. I am talking of proven work. That is the kind of thing where your prosperity will never replace your spirituality. Where you have not come to a point where you are so rich that you have no time to pray. You have so much money, you have no time to go to church. No prayer life, no fasting, no study of the word. It's a proven walk with God. Where God is first. And God is last. And everything in between. Number two. is the life of uprightness. I already said that when I was talking about the first one. Uprightness and not crookedness. Psalm 5 verse 12. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. You will bless the righteous. And you will use favor to shield him. It's not God, thou will bless the crooked. Is that what he said? Thou will bless the fraudulent. That will bless the briber, the corrupt. No. The first one, in case you don't understand, means you have your devotional life with God. Prayer life intact, study of the word intact. Seeking God intact, schedule of fasting and prayer. Just, you behave as if you are a pastor. The second one says, this integrity one says, you don't touch money that is crooked. You are not involved in business that is not clean. If you are looking for the blessing. That was Job chapter 1, verse 1. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. The man was perfect and upright, one that feared God, eschewed evil. Perfect, upright, not crooked. That was the life of Job. Number 3 is the life of obedience. The third way of the blessing is the life of obedience. That is hearing God and obeying him. God said to Abraham, okay, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. And Abraham obeyed. Abraham departed. In that obedience and that departure was his blessing. Question you have to ask yourself is, what area are you obeying God in? What was the last thing God told you that you did? And you can actually ask God, is there any way I'm disobeying you? Is there anything you want me to do I am not doing? Is there any way I am disobeying you? Is there anything you want me to do I am not doing? The life of obedience. Obedience is the way of abundance. That was Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. I said every case of frustration is either because there is an instruction not heard, an instruction not obeyed. Either there is something God said you haven't heard, or there is something God said you haven't done. It will be a reason for frustration. Master, I have toiled all night. I caught nothing. Nevertheless, since I have heard now, and I am going to do what you said, my frustration is over. Every time. It appears like there is frustration. It is either there is something God said you haven't heard, or there is something God said you have not done. I pray that it will be clear to you today. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Finally, is the life of giving and covenant. Giving and covenant. Giving and the walk of covenant. Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 all the way to verse 19. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Gave him tithes of all. Gave him tithes. Of all. No wonder Abraham is confirmed the father of the blessing. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. Acts 20 35. And I will cut off. No. Acts 20 35. I have showed you all things. How that so laboring. You ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In your giving is the blessing. Your blessing is inside your giving. It is more blessed to give than to receive. If you are stingy towards God, stingy towards men, you don't understand the covenant when they talk about tithe and giving. It's like suggesting cola nut to dog. He doesn't, he just enter this ear and comes out another ear. The other day, a little puppy dog was just looking at me like this. Just looking at the dining table. I said, look, let me give you some counsel. Don't exist by begging. Don't look it. If you need bone prosperity, practice the covenant.
My daughter was laughing
and started recording the sermon. And the guy was looking as if he was hearing what I was saying. If you have one bone, divide it into 10. Give one to your fellow dogs. It was a funny session. But there are people. Anytime they want, they give. When they want, to them it's more like a suggestion. We are practitioners of this thing since 1986 from the high institution. Tight of pocket money. I'm not telling you what I was taught. I wasn't doing it because I wanted to be a pastor. I saw it in scripture. 13 naira was what was given to me a month. 3 naira was tight. Pocket money. It has continued ceaselessly till tomorrow. Until when me and my wife married, she was tithing food. That is bag of rice. She will remove 1/10 out of it and give it out. One day we had the rice that couldn't finish. The more you fetched it, the more it continued. She became afraid at the end and dashed out the balance. What kind of food is this that will not finish? That was how rugged. We were not pastors then. Two tiny young doctors. That was how we live our lives. And when a man has evidence, he's not at the mercy of one who has argument. When you step into the covenant frequency, practice it brutally, tirelessly, breaklessly, without matching break. And I can confirm to you that God does not use people. He raises people. And you can never outgive God. You can't come to the point where you are giving God more than what He's giving you. If you come to such a point, something is wrong. Stand up on your feet. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Some of us left that tight realm long ago. There are monies that enter our hands at times where what returns back to God is 100% of it. I've received forex in many zeros. Where the instruction I have is to touch nothing out of it. All back to God. So when somebody is struggling at 10%, it's just it's kindergarten level. We shouldn't be talking 10%. David said, all things come from you. 1 Chronicles 29. Verse 13 and 14, maybe I'll finish with that. I hope that I finish before the next service. Now, therefore, God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after the sun? For all things come of thee. Everything originated from you. And of thine own have we given you. That is, what is in my hand is yours. What I am claiming to be giving you is still your own. There is nothing I have. The one in my hand is yours. So when I say I gave to God, I really did nothing. I only return it back to the owner. In those days, we used to sing in Deeper Life. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had. Your hands, your hands. Everybody. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me.
Sing it one more time.
All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was.
Two more times. Everybody sing.
All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord.
Find out, everybody sing.
All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me by the Lord. All I had was given to me.
A big clap and a lot of shout of praise. Lift up your hands everywhere you are now and just begin to appreciate God. Begin to honor Him. If I take a few more minutes beyond this time, please, those coming for the second service, bear with me. I overshot the time of preaching because of too much information. But let's go. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for your word to me today.
For your word to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the reality of the blessing. I receive your help and your mercy to walk in that blessing today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today,
as
I receive the grace
to walk with you.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive the grace
to walk in uprightness.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive the grace
to live the life
of obedience.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive the grace
to give,
to walk in the covenant.
I receive the spirit
of sacrifice
and the grace
of giving.
I receive it now
in the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead and open your mouth and speak to God.
I receive the grace of giving, the spirit of sacrifice.
I receive the grace of giving,
the spirit of sacrifice.
I receive.
Jesus, lift your hands again finally and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
your blessing
that activates
kingdom dominion.
I receive
your blessing
that facilitates
irresistible
progress in my life.
I reject stagnation
in the name of Jesus.
I receive
your blessing
that releases
open doors
of favor
and opportunity
for me.
I reject
disfavor
and rejection
today
by the power
of your blessing.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift your voice up in your heart and pray. Jesus. The Lord has heard us and the Lord has answered us. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands up. Thank you, Master. Anywhere you are this morning in this vast assembly, the galleries, the overflows, and everybody connected all around the world, the way of the blessing is the way of uprightness. It's the way of a life surrendered to Jesus. The Lord will bless the righteous, not the unrighteous. Wherever you are in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, I'd like you to pray this prayer after me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you. And thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' name.